about the Congress, so that's the national level. Go to the state level. Not everyone in Olympia believes that ICE should be abolished, do they?
Well, no. 22 members of the legislature signed a letter to the Department of Homeland Security indicating we oppose the abolition of ICE for a number of reasons. And I've also reviewed the resolution that the Congress passed. It, you know, ICE in 2017, they were responsible for taking 76,000 dangerous drug offenses, stopping that, 48,000 assaults, 11,000 weapons, sexual assaults, kidnapping, and homicides. And the fact of the matter is immigration enforcement is very important. You're going to have a country, as the president says, you got to have borders. And, hey, we all are for legal immigration, people following the law. And there's some wonderful, wonderful people that have strengthened our country. But the illegal immigration and some of the stuff that comes from that, we need the brave folks, men and women of ICE, to help us. And this opposition by the far left just gets weirder and weirder, Lars. I don't know if you're aware. There are posters now coming up in Seattle in which the headline is Seattle, Meet Your Local Gestapo. And they have some pictures of ICE employees and names of ICE employees there. And the bottom says, you know, get ICE out of Seattle. So I'm concerned about this. I'm concerned about the safety of some of our employees of ICE. And we just wanted to say we appreciate their work, and there's a real need for them.
Now, Senator, I'm talking to Senator Mike Patton from the Spokane Valley. Senator, you've left out something important, because I'm sure that this letter signed by 22 Washington lawmakers was a bipartisan effort. It was probably half Republicans and half Democrats, right?
Well, I wish I could tell you that was true, but no, there were no Democrats that signed the letter.
Not a single Democrat would sign the letter?
Not a single one. So, any event, and in the same in the Congress, I don't think a single Democrat voted for the Resolution 990, which is nuts. I know there's a lot of citizens in our country that are Democrats that support having a secure country, that are concerned about gangs such as MS-13, concerned about crime, concerned about human trafficking and child exploitation, all things which ICE helps protect us from. They're concerned about illegal drugs and illegal weapons getting in the country. ICE stops that, too.
You know, I'll tell you something. I know that there are sensible people out there who are registered in the Democrat Party. Some of them call this show. And I know that they believe that ICE does an important job. I mean, you may be able to trim around the edges and say they should do it slightly differently here, differently there. I'd like them, you know, to have more resources. But does that just mean that there are sensible Democrats in the Evergreen State who believe in the role of ICE, but they're just not represented at all by any of the Democrats who supposedly represent them in Olympia?
Well, none of them wanted to sign the letter, and I think there is a huge disconnect between a lot of your working people that are Democrats and some of their representatives in a lot of districts in our state.
Hey, let me ask you something, Senator Patton. You know that Oregon has had a sanctuary state law for almost a third of a century now, and that it's going on the ballot for a vote this fall, and I think that voters are going to vote it down. What's the status of Washington State's law with regard to sanctuary? And if Oregon's effort is successful and we get rid of the sanctuary law, are there some laws that are holding up the response of police, sheriff's departments and such in Washington State that if it succeeds in Oregon, that you might maybe push it in the next legislature and say maybe we should follow the same path?
Right. Well, there's no state sanctuary law in Washington, but there are cities that are sanctuary cities, and there has been something I was very critical of, a policy manual put out by the Attorney General. It was kind of a how to avoid cooperating, having law enforcement or other state agencies cooperate with ICE. So, and that's resulted in some problems. There was a case up in Everett where it was supposed to be a handoff, and the local at the jail, and they wouldn't do the handoff. So there, the ICE agent was trying to arrest, detained the person when they got out and ended up getting injured, and the person escaped. So there are consequences from this, and I think with law enforcement, and I think most of law enforcement people feel that way.
Do you think there should be a mandate then from the state to tell cities, you've got to cooperate with the efforts of ICE to do their jobs? And the reason I say that is, it's kind of like pollution. Pollution will float across state boundaries. Illegal aliens who are in Spokane, let's say, aren't necessarily going to stay in Spokane. They may go to Ellensburg. They may go to Yakima. They may go to Wenatchee or Seattle. So the problems float around. They move from place to place. And when one city says, we're going to be a sanctuary for illegal aliens, we're not going to report them to ICE when we find them in our jails. We're not going to tell our law enforcement to, you know that there was at least one state trooper who was disciplined for merely picking up the phone and calling ICE and saying, hey, we got one of your illegals sitting in our jail, and the person gets disciplined. Is it time maybe for the legislature to send a message that at least the state police are required to cooperate with federal law enforcement agencies, and local agencies could be told, if you don't want to cooperate, tell them the same message that Donald Trump tried to tell them. If your city doesn't want to cooperate, you can probably forget about state grants for law enforcement, because you're not fully doing the job of law enforcement.
Well, I think that's important, Lars, because the scope of the problem is so large. I mean, we know that ICE got started after 9/11 when we had the terrorist attacks on our country, and the threat is still there of terrorist attacks. We know that, and we know that many of the 9/11 hijackers committed visa violations. So ICE serves an important role. Again, just a third of their budget, though, and they have a budget of about $6 billion, goes towards immigration enforcement. They do a lot of work, and it's completely irresponsible to call for the abolishment of ICE.
Couldn't agree with you more. Senator Patton, thanks for that letter. And if there are any Democrat members of the legislature in Olympia who'd like to tell me why they wouldn't sign a letter in support of ICE, I'd be happy to put them on the show.
All right. Hey, good talking to you, Lars.
Nice talking to you as well. That's Senator Mike Patton, who represents the Spokane Valley. Back in just...